From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew from an Iranian airbase for a second day Wednesday to carry out more airstrikes in Syria. The defense ministry said those targets were Islamic State militants. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also rejected the U.S. assertion that the flights could violate a U.N. Security Council resolution banning the sale or transfer of combat aircraft to Iran. Mr. Lavrov said there is no sale or transfer of weaponry, including aircraft. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view that the Russian use of the airbase in Iran is unhelpful.
It's not helpful because, you know, it continues to complicate what is already a very dangerous situation in and around Aleppo when you have Russia using Iranian airbases as a way to carry out more intensive bombing runs that are continue to hit civilian populations.
Toner said the Russian strikes don't move Syria closer to a cessation of hostilities and only exacerbate a very dangerous situation. Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates told VOA Wednesday he's disappointed with the news of new cases of polio in Nigeria.
The idea that there's this area up in the northeast of Nigeria around Lake Chad where we found these two cases, that's a disappointment. We're engaged in a very aggressive effort to get vaccines out to as many children as possible in that area and get the number back down to zero. We're quite optimistic we can do that, but we're really trying to understand how we do better surveillance so we don't have a pocket like this in the future.
Gates' foundation has donated $3.5 billion since 2000 to eradicate polio. Nigeria has launched an emergency campaign to vaccinate millions of children against the disease. New cases were found in Borno State. This is VOA News. At least three people were killed, dozens wounded, in another car bomb blast near a police station in eastern Turkey. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Kurdish militants have targeted police stations in the past. Turkey Wednesday began releasing some of an estimated 38,000 prisoners as part of a decree to make room for thousands of those arrested for allegedly taking part in last month's failed coup. The government said it was masterminded by U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, carried out by thousands of his supporters within the security services. Turkey said it has detained more than 40,000 people as the crackdown continues. The prime minister said nearly 80,000 have been fired from their government jobs. Thousands of companies and institutions with alleged links to Gulen have been shut. The UN Wednesday said it's launching an investigation into a hotel attack in South Sudan, in which soldiers allegedly raped women and assaulted aid workers, while UN peacekeepers, part of the UNMISS force, failed to act. The July 11th incident took place at the Hotel Terrain during an outbreak of factional fighting in the capital, Juba, resulting in one fatality. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
Due to the gravity of these incidents, related allegations, and the preliminary findings by UNMISS, the Secretary General has decided to launch an independent special investigation to determine the circumstances surrounding these incidents and to evaluate the mission's overall response.
He said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on South Sudan to investigate the human rights violations and prosecute those involved in what he called these unspeakable acts of violence. A new wildfire in California, fueled by thick brush, extended drought, and blistering temperatures east of Los Angeles, continues to rage unchecked, forcing tens of thousands from their homes. Tommy Laerly lives in San Bernardino County.
I had never seen anything like my whole life, and I've been here since 68. And I've seen this mountain on fire, I've seen these mountains on fire, but this thing's coming around, and I'm afraid of it now.
The blue-cut fire ignited Tuesday in the mountainous Cajun Pass and quickly expanded to more than 12,000 hectares. At the Rio Olympic Games, Kenya's Conseslus Kipruto took gold in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase, Kenya's ninth straight gold in the race since 1988. Jamaica's Elaine Thompson won gold in the women's 200-meter final, while fellow countryman Usain Bolt made it to Thursday's final in the men's 200-meter final. American Tiana Bartoletta took gold in the women's long jump. Fellow American Brianna Rollins made it a clean sweep by the U.S. in women's 100-meter hurdles. U.S. central bank policymakers have agreed that more economic data is needed before a key interest rate is raised again. The minutes from a late July meeting of the Federal Reserve were released Wednesday, and they reveal a relatively upbeat Federal Open Market Committee about the U.S. economic outlook. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.